Chris, are we on? Okay. This is the May 14th meeting of the PMB Programming Committee. I'm George Ryder. I'm the chair pro tem for this meeting, and I will call the roll. Ken Aaron. Nito Diaz.
Present.
Yvonne Alcime.
Here.
Antina Antarum.
Here.
Wesley Bethune.
I've got a really bad connection.
But you're here. Janet Coleman. Russell Dale.
Here.
Don Hallinan. Luke Jones.
Here.
Ali Lexa told me he wasn't going to be here. Liana Lopez.
Here.
Margie Murray said she'd be late. Tony Norman. Haven't heard from him. Tony Norr.
Here.
Laura Previs. Ryder, I'm here. Yes. Lawrence?
Oh, yes, I'm here.
Okay, Michelle Smith. Alex Steinberg.
I'm here. By the way, the reason Ken's not here is because there's a meeting of the Financial Recovery Task Force tonight, which he's on. I'm on it, too, by the way.
Right. Well, appreciate you being here, and we do have quorum. So we'll move to the agenda.
Did you say Wesley Bethune?
I did.
Well, I'm here anyway.
Okay. Are there any announcements? Okay. So the first item is to approve the agenda. You should all have it in front of you. The first item is to elect a permanent chair and secretary. The next is to approve the minutes. And there are four action items: implementing an objective program analysis survey. That was Ken Aaron's. Review and reconsider motion on program councils. Review and reconsider motion on modifying policy. Review and reconsider motion on national programming. Review action items, and then adjourn at 10:30. And, of course, people can add anything they want to the agenda by majority vote. So any changes to the agenda, any?
George?
Yes, Lawrence?
Last month, at the last meeting, I was asked to email everyone the decision about the epitons. So I was just wondering if everyone has gotten that and if there's any discussion that needs to be had around that.
I don't remember seeing it, but it's probably there if you sent it. So would you like to add that to the agenda?
Yes, please.
And where would you like to put it?
Wherever it's convenient, because I don't have the agenda in front of me.
You have to make a suggestion.
George?
I'm sorry, let me finish with foot. I would suggest putting it first, actually, in front of the other things. I don't think it's going to take a lot of time. It's mostly information. There's no action required, is there, Lawrence?
Well, our local station board made a motion to have our directives placed on the PMB agenda. Is that correct, Ken? Or my Ken?
It's not here, as far as I know.
Okay. Well, I'll speed past the motion to have that discussed at the PMB meeting, so the next in-person PMB meeting.
Okay.
So that's why I wanted to bring it up for discussion, and it was a legal decision that was made about the arbitrons, which is something that some of our stations in the network use. So it's kind of...
How about if we put it right after elect the chair and secretary?
That sounds fine.
Any objection to that?
George, I don't have a particular objection to that. Just in general, the agenda seems very overloaded for the time we have. So if we're going to address the agenda items seriously, we should probably remove some of them from this agenda and get to them at the next meeting.
George.
Any suggestions, Benito? Yes.
Yeah, do you want me to repeat what I suggested before we had met Corb? Number one. Okay, and then number two, first of all, I'd like to ask Lawrence to resend whatever he sent because I don't think I got it. And two, I couldn't hardly hear what he was saying. I don't know if everybody else is having the same problem, but I'm having a real hard problem it's not so much hearing, but being able to make out what the person is actually saying. And so, having said all that, I suggested earlier before we met quorum that the three items I had requested be put on the agenda, which were from the final wording of the three decisions that the committee reached at the end of last year and the beginning of this year, right before the last in-person PMB meeting, that they be tabled until the next meeting. And I was saying that based on I was under the impression that number one, I don't think I saw it. I don't remember who was supposed to send them out, but I certainly haven't seen it, and I certainly didn't send them out.
I did send them out. I sent them out twice, actually, but I sent them through the program list, you know, prog list. I got a message back this morning that I didn't see until just before the meeting, that the first time I sent it out, it didn't go out. There was some glitch, and it went off into limbo somewhere, and he asked me to send it again. Did, but apparently no one has received it either because I haven't received it and I'm on the list. So, in fact, you're right. Those things have not gone out. No one's gotten them. I'd also like to suggest that since Ken Aaron was the initiator of the discussion on doing program evaluations, objective program evaluations, and he's not here, that we table that one as well, which leaves nothing on the agenda except Lawrence's motion or Lawrence's conversation that he wanted to have. So,
George.
Well, George.
Yes. Yes.
I don't have any problem with resending that again. If you could exactly point me to. Well, because I send it to you, then I send it to that list. The whole decision with the legal opinions from the Attorney General in California.
I got it, Lawrence. It was April 17th.
Okay.
At 12:45 p.m. Central Time. So it came through.
It'll be futile to have a discussion without everyone having not had the opportunity to read it.
Right.
George, can I make a proposal?
Yes, go ahead, Alex.
Well, it seems to me that the thing we spent the most time on last year, I'm pretty sure, was the motion on the... I forget what we called it—the management committees, the program councils, whatever the term was.
Right.
And it was voted down by the national board. So I think we have a responsibility to revisit that whole motion and see if we should either reformulate it in a way that would be acceptable to the national board or just say that we can't do this and we should abandon the whole idea one way or the other. But I think it would be important to revisit that whole issue, and that should be like our number one or at least number two priority.
I agree with you, Alex. So I would like to at least keep that one of the three things that Benito suggested on the agenda. Mm-hmm. We can at least report back to the committee what had happened. I assume Progress is working now. I'm not sure that it is. I'll try to send it out once more and see what happens. I think the problem is, it doesn't even have any attachments, so I don't know what the problem is there.
Any to the spectators?
Yes, go ahead.
I wonder if some of the people who were involved last year with the program council discussion could just fill us in orally right now while we wait to receive the resolution, just outlining the resolution and what the objections of the PNB were.
I would like to do that. Let's get an agreement on the agenda, because that's can we move forward with an agenda which consists of, to begin with, the program committee, the program council resolution that was turned down by the PNB, and then Lawrence's conversation about what happened with regard to the Arbitrons, and then anything of Benito's that we think is possible to still discuss sensibly. Some of those motions were rather short. I could tell you, read them to you all, and if we have time, we could go into that. Is that acceptable as an agenda? Is there any objection to that as an agenda? Sorry?
George.
Is there an objection to that as the agenda? Okay.
George?
Yes, Benito?
I don't have a particular objection to that. I was simply going to suggest that if time allows, maybe Alex or you or whoever's on that committee, the Financial Recovery Plan Committee, or whatever committee is dealing with that, could give us some kind of summary orientation. I gather that we're going to discuss it at some point, if only in relation to the proposal that Ken Aaron wanted to make. I'm not sure that I understand what it is.
Not the proposal Ken Aaron wanted to make, since he's not here about it. So, Alex, did you want to do you want to respond to Benito's request and put that on the agenda?
It's not really doable. That committee, the Financial Recovery Committee, or actually it's not a committee, it's a task force. It sort of comes up with proposals that cut across various areas of the foundation, including programming, all as part of trying to come up with a financial recovery plan for Pacifica. So it was in that context that Ken Aaron's motion came up, but I don't know exactly what he has in mind. I don't know the details. I wasn't even at the last meeting, so I didn't even hear how he introduced it. So I cannot really speak on that.
Okay, so I think that won't work, Benito.
That's fine.
So, I heard no objection to going forward with, first of all, a discussion on the motion on program councils, and second, Lawrence's report on what on the KPFK motion with regard to Arbitrons, and then if we have time, we'll move on to the other items that were on the agenda from the other two of the three items that were on the agenda from Benito's list. So let's do that. Alex, would you like to lead off on the program council discussion?
Okay. I don't. Do you have the?
I have the whole
thing in front of you, because I'm on a cell phone. I can give you sort of an overview of what happened, but I don't have the draft in front of me.
Let me since it seems that most people didn't get it. Let me do an overview of what the program council resolution.
Can I speak?
Yes, sure.
I don't have any objection to, you know, your overview about the program council and about the other matters, but I have not physically gotten any documentation in regards to those matters. So I'm a little concerned about that. I would definitely like to, you know, hear your wisdom about these matters, but yet, you know, I have nothing in front of me where I could actually engage in any kind of, you know, educated discussion.
Well, you know,
maybe George, you can just read the motion. I know it's a long one.
Read it.
Maybe just read it once, and then we could give the overview.
I think I'd like to read it in front of me.
Well, I'm sorry, I can't. I just tried to send it again to Prog List, and it said I'm not a member of the list. So, and the Yahoo group doesn't work. And if you want, I can take a few minutes and type everybody's name into a list and send it to you all. But I can't share the meeting at the same time. So.
And at least for the purposes of the discussion now, if you can just read it, and then we'll get out the text when we can. I think it'll really hold up the meeting if you try to do both at the same time.
Yeah.
Can I get the list for you?
No. Okay. So here's what it said, and this was the result of. Five meetings of the program of last year's program, and it was passed by a vote of 6-1 on the committee. And here it is: PNB directs the executive director to set up program councils as management committees at each station. The composition of the committee shall consist of 1/3 staff selected by STV election, 1/3 members of the LSB, also selected by an STB election, and 1/3 listeners, approved jointly by the LSB and the program director by a procedure satisfactory to both. Term shall be for the maximum of 2 years, or for an LSB member, the term on the LSB, whichever is less. The program council shall serve to provide a collaborative nexus between the board, the listeners, the staff, and the management of the station for the purpose of implementing the programming policies of the LSB and PNB. Specifically, they shall have the power to review programs and vet new programs, including for compliance with the mission, and recommend changes to schedules. They shall provide for adjudication of issues arising between staff and management where no other means of doing so exists. They will set their own agendas in these regards. Program directors will serve as non-voting ex officio members of the program councils. The program director shall provide an orientation and training to the members of the program council on generally accepted standards of air quality and the audit science of putting the programming grid together. Program council members have the reciprocal responsibility to educate themselves on these matters and to learn more about what goes into radio production and programming from the programming and production staff. The programming councils are charged with making recommendations to the program director. If the program director declines to act on such recommendations, he or she shall report his or her reasons and respond to dialogue on the issue from the council. Such dialogue shall be made widely available to the listeners. If consensus cannot be reached on a course of action between the program director and a majority of the council can appeal the decision to the general manager with a vote of 2/3 of its members. The council will make a yearly report on its function as the programming committee of the PNB and the listeners, and may make interim reports to these bodies as it sees fit. It will solicit input on programming from the listeners. All meetings of the program council will be in public session, with the exception of those that are required to be in executive session by the Pacifica bylaws. The council shall determine by majority vote whether any given meeting must be held in executive session. So that was it. The purpose of it and the thinking behind it was that one of the main sources of contention in this whole network, and as far as I know, it's true at every station, it's certainly true at KPFT, is that people who are on the LSB, who are concerned listeners, who are sort of in the immediate community of who have great interest in what's coming out on the air on the station, don't really have a mechanism within the bylaws to work cooperatively with management to determine what's on the air. The bylaws call for that, but they don't say how it's going to happen. And by and large, management protects its prerogatives and does what it wants, and people on the LSBs and concerned listeners basically fight over it and try to get the management fired if they don't like it. So we thought this was a way to sort of create a space where dialogue could occur, where the management prerogatives to control programming aren't infringed. I mean, the only real requirements of the program director is that they justify what they're doing in public to the program council if the program council wants it to happen. So that they can't simply ignore the program council, which has been the failure of many of these in the past, and certainly a failure at our station was the program director being unwilling to do that on issues that people felt were critical. So that was the idea, that this would be a place where that kind of discussion could be held and where, hopefully, out of that dialogue, instead of fighting with each other, we might be able to find some ways of working together on what was going on here. So that's it. That was the idea. It was voted on in the PNB at the last, not the last meeting, at actually, I think, 2 meetings ago, and it was it failed by a vote of 7 to 13. Alex was a strong supporter. Ivan, you voted against it at the PNB. Perhaps you could both speak to what you saw in it and what you didn't see in it, and, you know, and we can go from there as to what we want to do with it.
George?
Yeah, Benito?
Before you do all that, which I think I agree that needs to happen, but can you explain? Well, maybe that's what Alex and Lawrence are going to do. But to explain what reason the PNB gave.
There was, I think, 4 people actually spoke, and I'll try to paraphrase what they said. Ken Aaron basically said, this will never work. We'll never be able to resolve things this way. It's naive to think that we can do it this way, and it's going to eat up too much time. Now, I'm saying that from memory, and I don't really support that position, so I'm not sure I got it exactly right, but I think that was the substance of it. Lydia Brazan said, no professional program director would be willing to work with a program council with this kind of structure. Nia Bediako questioned whether it should be a management committee, and Kathy Davis said she thought, I'm not exactly sure what she thought, but she thought it would somehow infringe on staff privileges. I'm not quite sure how that was. I didn't quite understand it, but anyway, she did speak against it. Earlier in the meeting, Campbell Johnson had spoken and said, well, why isn't the cabs, why aren't the cabs doing this? And it was pointed out that they're specifically forbidden from doing this kind of thing. But that's the only people that actually spoke out, but the vote was, as I said. Ivana, are you willing to pick up this?
George,
yes,
you want me
Lawrence?
To supplement that, George?
Just real quick, I have to go. So
okay.
I won't be able to complete the meeting. So if you'd like, if you could postpone my item to next month, if that's possible.
Sure, we'll do that.
I have an emergency.
Yes, I would appreciate that, Alex.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
Bye.
Thanks for being here, Lawrence.
Just to add to George's account, there was, although there was a lot of opposition, there wasn't too much explanation by those people who opposed the motion. George's summary is pretty good. I can only supplement that with what I think was going on behind the scenes, and that's of course my opinion, and there's nothing official about it. I think that it was a combination of people who are on the board who are either staff members or close to staff members who felt that a structure like this would give too many rights to listeners and too many rights to the local station board, and therefore staff would lose some rights. I also think there was some political factionalism going on, and that shouldn't surprise anybody. This goes on the Pacifica National Board all the time on almost any item that comes up. So the votes that take place on particular motions sometimes have little relation to the merits of the motions themselves, but have more to do with how people think, how they judge what's good for their faction and what's bad for the opposing faction. So that's my opinion. I'm sorry. And what we could do about it, I'm not sure, but I think we should at least discuss it and see if we could come up with a new version of this that the National Board may find acceptable. Just because it was voted down doesn't mean it has no merit. I think it still has merit. And if that's the case, then the Programming Committee, Programming Committee's responsibility is to try to get this proposal of some version of it through and set that as specific a policy. Right now we have no policy on how programming decisions are made. It's by default it's the absolute province of the program director, and that may sound natural and the way it should be, but one of our directors pointed out, one of the affiliate directors had a great pointed out that in her station, Radio Free Georgia, which is one of the largest affiliate stations, they don't even have a program director. And management has nothing to say about programming. Programming is set by a committee that's appointed by the board of directors. I don't recall the exact structure. But it's a completely different way of doing programming than we do. And I've listened to that station, and that's a pretty good programming. So there are other ways of doing this. I'm not suggesting we follow that model. I'm just pointing that out, that we could be more flexible in conceiving of how these things could be done. I don't have that much more to add. I've had similar battles on local level at WBAI with my own local station board. I've tried to get motions passed there regarding setting up some kind of a structure for programming review. And I have not had any more success on the local level than we've had on the national level in that regard. And usually it's the main opposition has come from staff. I hate to say it, but that's the way it is. It's an opposition from staff members combined with factional voting blocks, and that always kills us.
Have you finished that, please?
Yes, Benito also.
He was the only other member of the PMB who was there. I wanted to give him a chance to speak to how he saw it, if he wishes to, and then I'll go back. I'll put Henry and Benito on the stack. Yvonne, did you want to do that?
Sure. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. The two reasons why I voted against it, and one reason is, in theory, the motion was perfect, and in practice, I see that it would be pretty much the demise of our programming at the stations. And but the second reason is, you use the right word when you say infringement. I feel that it we are infringing on the PD's duties and responsibilities, and I did not see how it would be implemented. Too many agents would be involved, and given the personalities, the characteristics of our listeners, staff, and the programmers, I couldn't vision some type of collaborative efforts. Like I said, in theory, it's perfect, but I don't see how we will be able to implement this motion at all the local levels, given the type of personalities that we have.
Okay, Henry? Henry?
Sorry, I was on mute. A couple of things. One is that KPFA had a program council for a few years that was remarkably effective in specifically in the area of introducing new programming, not at all effective in the area of evaluating existing programming. And maybe sometime later on, if we are going to revisit this, I'd like to talk in more detail about how that went. Was basically dissolved eventually by management. But I had two questions that I think are related. One was I just want to make sure I understood what was read to us, which is the was there a size of the programming committee specified? And did I understand correctly? It was one-third staff with no distinction made between paid and unpaid. One-third LSB and one-third to be agreed upon between the LSB and the PD?
Yep, that's right.
But no numbers, is that right? No, absolutely.
We didn't say any numbers, so it could be, you know, six people or 12 or...
We left some of the details blank so that the local boards could fill in the details in accordance with, you know, their own practices.
It's
meant to be a template, not an absolute blueprint.
Yeah, okay, that's good. I just wanted that actually brings me to my question, though. I'm asking for a reading on the opposition to the motion, and I understand that nobody can say for sure, but I'm wondering whether it's your sense, those of you who are there, that the problem was the breakdown between the number of the proportion that votes allowed to the staff versus the other two categories, or was it, in other words, might a different breakdown of the numbers have produced a different vote, or was it in a sense that
nobody brought that up, and it certainly was up there to be amended if somebody had a suggestion along those lines, but nobody even brought that up.
Let me say also that the program council can advise the program director, but it cannot vote him. When there's a conflict, the only requirement on the program director is that he address the conflict, that he say what he's doing, and be willing to participate in a conversation about that. And Alex is correct. Nobody brought up the question of proportionality. We had discussed it some in the programming committee meeting, the programming committee meetings prior to that, and this was sort of this is the way the consensus came out. I mean, there was some opposition to it. There was one minority report that didn't want to have any LSB members on the board on the program council, but. Other than that, he also felt he supported. I should add that I haven't had the chance. I was been calling people to ask them, you know, why'd you vote no, and in order to try to answer the question that's being asked as to what was the problem. The only person I got actually said that they would be willing to move to reconsider it at the next meeting, if we want to sort of change it a bit and send it back. In any case, we can bring it back up if we want to. So that isn't really necessary as a parliamentary strategy. Henry, was there anything else?
No, thank you. I appreciate the answers you provided.
Okay. Benito?
Yeah, I was just going to ask Alex, when you referred to opposition, I think what I heard you say was there was people felt that it took away too much power or authority, whatever, from staff and gave too much, and or it gave too much to the LSB. And so I was going to ask you to clarify, when you say staff, are you referring to the paid staff or the programmers or both? And amongst the paid staff, are you referring to management or the union slash non-management?
Well, we don't have any management people on the Pacifica National Board, but we do have people that I would say whose thinking is very close to management. I couldn't really break it down much more. And please understand, I'm giving you an interpretation. It's not like anybody got up and said, I'm voting against this because I think it gives too many rights to the LSB and to listeners. Nobody said anything like that. It would be, I think, considered very politically incorrect to actually articulate such a position. But I believe that really was the position of a number of people.
That it gave too many rights to the LSB.
And by extension, the listener, the non-staff.
And so that basically runs in tandem, I guess, to an extent, with the position of the minority report.
I guess so. The minority report, if I recall, that was Michael Novak.
Yes.
And he objected to having LSB representatives because he felt there was a conflict of interest between LSB members having input into programming decisions, even though it's only an advisory input, and their fiduciary responsibility to evaluate the program director. I couldn't really understand that argument myself, but that was his position, if I recall. I will say this, if we don't have any kind of mechanism in place and all we have is the program director, now we do have this mandate in the bylaws for the local station board to have some oversight responsibility in relation to programming. So it seems to me that the only way that can happen if we don't have any kind of body or structure such as we propose would be for the LSB once a year, when they do their evaluation of the program director, which they're supposed to do once a year, that they take into account programming decisions and say the program director made the following program decisions during the year. We feel this was a departure from the Pacific Commission, and we therefore recommend the following. Or maybe we could say we feel this was in support of the Pacific Commission, and we therefore recommend the following. That's certainly one way to do it. It doesn't strike me as a very effective way because it deals with programming decisions a year after the fact, and the only mechanism there is the evaluation process of the program director. So it's a very indirect way of achieving our mandated responsibility to oversee programming, and I don't think it's very effective. But that seems to be the only alternative if we don't have any kind of participatory body that can advise the program director.
Does anybody else want to comment on this? Do we want to try to draft something that that could pass? Now, I appreciate that we haven't really given you very much in the way of... You heard Yvonne was the only really first person statement about, what was the problem. So we haven't really given you a whole lot about that. But with that said, what's the sense of the body? Would we like to pursue this? Or just drop it and go on to other things.
George?
Nito, yes.
This committee, I don't even know if it was 5 meetings. I know that this committee spent an awful lot of time trying to develop this proposal. And I think we would be doing an injustice to ourselves and also to the entire network by just simply dropping it. Yeah, I think that, you know, I don't know. I mean, I don't know that we can do it today, but most certainly, you know, once, you know, the document and the others are sent to the entire committee, maybe that should be at the top of the agenda for next time. And I fully agree with what Alex was saying. You know, it may be that we approached it the wrong way, but I fully agree with what Alex was saying, and that if we don't develop some kind of instrument, then the only thing we're left with is that, all right, so the PD done...
Henry, just to follow up, I was not suggesting we discuss it tonight. I was suggesting that we, if George is going to be sounding out people on the PMB, that that's an, those are angles worth pursuing, and then we should come back. But I agree, in the future.
Anybody else want to suggest something in that vein, sort of a question, an angle, so to speak, of what might be going on here? Okay, well, I any objection then to we'll put it on the agenda for next time. Everybody, that time we'll work out with the list, and everybody will be getting it. And I'll do my best to contact people who voted against it and sound them out about what their objections are, and we'll do the discussion and see what where it goes from there. Is there any objection to that?
This is Ivan. Can I say something real quick?
Yes, good.
Well, first of all, before I start, there is somebody who's breathing extremely hard on the phone.
I hear it.
Yeah, and it's making it very difficult to hear.
So everybody who's not speaking, press their mute button. Downtown one. There you go.
Like I said, in theory, I support what the motion is trying to do. But I think that for me to support it, I would like to see a scientific component to it. And why do I say that? I think first we have to think of the mission of a Pacifica. And then second is that if, let's say that we come up with new programs, and I need to know scientifically how it's going to reach out to new listeners and how it's going to sustain, how this program will sustain itself financially. So, and then will it draw people into the station? So that's these type of things that I'm looking at. It has to be done scientifically, not just a bunch of people sitting together and say, you know what, I would love to have something on this or that without us knowing if it's going to benefit the station as a whole, money, recruitment, etc. So that's what I'm. So if you want me to support it, add that piece to it.
But what do you mean by scientific?
Well, scientific means that you go out there and then you do both a quantitative and qualitative analysis of the type of programs that we are trying to put on the air.
Okay.
George.
May I?
Yes. Leo, go ahead.
Well, first of all, I'd just like to suggest that if possible, and I know we're putting a lot of work on you, and this may or may not be feasible, but to the extent that it is, if you could send out the responses of the various PMB members before the meeting, that might be helpful. So that give us some time to think about, what people are thinking. Number two,
I'm not going to record their conversations, but I can provide a summary of my interpretation of what they're saying.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Oh, I wasn't suggesting recording at all.
Sure.
I didn't even think of that.
Okay.
What's that, the 18-minute gap? No, we don't want that. But number two, with regard to Yvonne, I don't think that, I don't know, but I have a feeling that you haven't understood the purpose of the motion. Because I don't think that the motion has anything whatsoever to do with increasing or decreasing listenership or anything of the sort. It's about providing a level, augmenting, advancing the democracy within the foundation, is the way I interpreted it, at least.
I had asked people if they had other issues, and Yvonne was responding to that.
No, I know, but I appreciate that. But I'm just saying, Yvonne, I think that you're speaking to some legitimate issues, but I don't think that our motion was trying to speak to those issues at all.
Okay, can I say something, Benito? Let me say this. I was just saying, basically, what would make me vote for it, what I would like to see at it. And then also, let me say this. You know, at our station, we have a faction that wants our radio station to be news. We also have a faction that wanted to be jazz. And to them, it's about promoting democracy. So, you know, it's but then if we can approach it from an objective perspective, then it doesn't matter who wants news or who wants jazz. You know, we know that we're doing the work of Pacifica, you know, given that it's in respect to the mission and the vision. So that's what I'm saying. You know, yes, we want democracy, but, you know, like I said, some of us want the news. Some of us want jazz. So, you know, anyways, that's all.
Okay, so what I'd like to do is, I hear a consensus that we should bring this up next week, and I'll do that, and I'll do my best to give people a summary of what the issues are with the proposal as it exists, and we can discuss what we want to do at that time. Lawrence took his proposal to discuss the Arbitron legal case that was decided and what came out of KPFK off the agenda. I realized that I skipped over something which is on the agenda, which is electing a permanent chair and a secretary. We could do this at this meeting, or we could postpone it again till the next meeting, in which case I'll be chair pro tem again at that meeting. The thought for postponing it to this meeting was so everybody could make it. I think Ken Aaron might want to be the chair. I'm not sure, but so I'm sort of loath to go ahead and take a vote on it without him being here. Any suggestions how you all would like to proceed?
George.
Yes.
If I remember correctly, at the last meeting, I don't remember who it was, but someone asked him if he was interested, Ken Aaron, if he was interested in being, I think somebody nominated him or something like that. And then he responded that no, he wasn't interested.
Well, that was the chair pro tem. He might not have wanted to, do it then. So I don't know whether he's interested or not. Let me ask the question more directly. Does anyone else would like to be chair of this meeting, of this committee?
I thought of it, George.
I'd like to nominate for being chair of the committee.
George, I thought of it, but I haven't decided yet.
How's
Alex?
Okay, we'll leave it as chair pro tem for this meeting and try to decide next time? Or let me hear from other people. What else? Who else is out there wants to speak about this? No one. Okay. So,
hello?
Yes.
I don't know how well any of you know Benito, but Benito is very good and he pays attention to details. I think that he will be a good person for it.
Well, I appreciate Yvonne's vote of confidence, but no, I don't. I can't do that.
Any other nominations for chair? Okay, hearing none. I'm gonna defer for I'll function as the chair for this next meeting. At least to introduce it, and I'd like to defer the vote till then and find out if there's anybody else that really wants to do this. Is that acceptable to everyone?
Yes.
Is there any objection to that?
Yes, that's fine.
So that's what we'll do. We have a half an hour. There were two other items on the agenda from the last iteration of the programming committee from last year.
George, my apologies. May I interrupt for a second? I'm so sorry. I do have to get off. I apologize. I do have to get off.
Shall we just adjourn and put those on as Bernito has suggested, or
yes.
Do you want
okay.
to could read
I think
them?
That's
and
a good idea.
Okay. All right, so let's do that then.
I could go on the Financial Recovery Task Force meeting.
Okay.
Right.
Deal. Is there any objection to adjourning? Okay, hearing nothing, this meeting is adjourned.
I can't believe that we're adjourning before 10:30.
Party time!
I'm going to have a heart attack in a minute. Somebody call the ambulance.
Bye, everyone.
Good night.